Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04, and you're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition from Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia. Pennsylvania is getting a federal grant to install a geothermal project at an existing natural gas site in western Pennsylvania. From the Allegheny Front, Reed Frazier reports the pilot project is the first of its kind in the eastern U.S.
The project will convert an existing natural gas well owned by CNX in Indiana County into an enhanced geothermal well. Enhanced geothermal uses techniques like fracking to recover underground heat to generate electricity with little or no greenhouse gas emissions. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection says the $14 million project will provide heating for nearby buildings and power for the local grid. The DEP said a specific location has not been selected. It says the project is part of Governor Josh Shapiro's effort to address climate change pollution and ensure reliable energy. The Federal Department of Energy said the project supports President Trump's commitment to energy addition and reducing energy costs. The project was funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law passed under former President Joe Biden. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
In Philadelphia, Mayor Sherelle Parker's push for a shared ride tax has won some union support, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
The AFL-CIO is the latest support for Parker's proposal to add a dollar tax on Uber and other rideshare operators in the city. She says the tax just makes sense because it's dedicated to education.
This $1 rideshare tax equals zero school-based cuts. That's 340 positions here. And I'm so grateful to Danny Bowder and all of the member organizations of the AFL-CIO.
The mayor adds this is recurring revenue that can't be raised elsewhere.
This $1 rideshare tax equals zero school-based cuts. That's 340 positions here. And I'm so grateful to Danny Bowder and all of the member organizations of the AFL-CIO.
Last month, Uber launched a six-figure advertising campaign urging residents to oppose the tax. If approved, the tax would go into effect in January 2027 and could generate up to $50 million annually by 2028. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Since signing up to be a FIFA World Cup volunteer in Philadelphia 4 months ago, Rich Deisinger of Manayunk has learned that he's in. Deisinger grew up playing soccer and coaching the sport and jumped at the chance to volunteer when the opportunity opened up.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see what the games are, who or where I'm going to be, which game. Doesn't really matter. I just want to be part of it, see what happens.
FIFA is selecting, training, and equipping thousands of volunteers across 11 U.S. host cities for the 2026 World Cup, with over 1 million applications received for 65,000 total spots. Your Philly forecast, cloudy today, a high of 62. Right now it's 54 degrees at 9:07. This is WHYY.